This is what's happening now from around the fight world. Time for the Fight Network Radio Knockout News Recap.
It was a busy weekend, fight fans, so let's get you all caught up. The WWE shot one of their biggest angles in years Sunday night at No Way Out in Las Vegas, featuring the return of The Big Show, who attacked an injured Rey Mysterio at ringside, prompting ringside spectator Floyd Mayweather Jr. to jump into the ring and punch Show with three shots that broke Big Show's nose legitimately. Last night on Raw, they confirmed that the two would have a fight, likely pegged for WrestleMania on March 30th in Orlando. Elite XC presented Street Certified on Saturday night in Miami, featuring the destruction of David Septic Tank Abbott by Kimbo Slice in only 43 seconds in front of a packed house at the Bank United Center. And Kelly Pavlik rolled to a unanimous decision win Saturday night in Las Vegas, defeating former middleweight champion Jermaine Taylor. This fight was done at a catchweight of 166 pounds. We're at 229 members on our Facebook group. Go join the Fight Network Radio group. We're trying to get to 300 by the end of the week. For all your fight news, be sure to check out thefightnetwork.com.
Elite XC-esque music there. Street Certified. Beautiful, beautiful time in Miami, man. Wow. A really, really great show. It's Mauro Ranallo here on Fight Network Radio, Hardcore Sports Radio, Sirius 186. Understand the band Europe is looking for added residuals, so we are not allowed to play the final countdown at this time.
I had a falling out with them on
my
trip.
I mean, well, yeah, you were in Europe. That's the problem. They saw John Pollock stumbling around the... By the way, quick little report. What was London like?
It was tremendous over there. A chance encounter with George Strombolopoulos in London, England, which was pretty out there. But it's good to be back. As they would say, finally, Polak has come back to Fight Network Radio.
There we go. Polak. That's right. What is it, the A or the O in the last name? Well, dude, how about me? At least, you know, the funny thing is I love how I, you know, always get the love on the internet. But if you guys are going to take shots at me, at least spell my name right. You know, my dad, my mom gave me my name. It's R-A-N-A-L-L-O, not R-E-N-A-L-L-O.
Yeah, you get that a lot.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Okay, John, before we got Ariel Helwani of JerryPark.com joining us as well. And, John, before we continue, I wouldn't mind, you know, your two bits on Elite XC. I know you were pretty excited about the card as well.
I love that Eve Edwards-Edson Berto fight. I just thought it was tremendous. Watching it from start to finish, I mean, the groundwork from Edwards was excellent. I didn't really agree with them standing the fight up. And as you and me were talking earlier today, really proved the difference in that fight. But quite honestly, and you did say there was some entertaining stuff on the dark fights that I haven't seen yet. Mm-hmm. That's my fight of the year thus far, and only 2 months in. Wow. I love that fight. And the crowd heat for the main event, I mean, what can you say other than it was everything they wanted. And clearly Kimbo Slice is a guy that's going to bring in new fans to, as we saw, 7,000 people on Saturday.
What was your favorite Ranallo line, and what was your
worst Ranallo line? Well, you got the tip off there on my news. I thought the Septic Tank or Sherman Tank, which tank is going to show up? That one, I usually I bow my head and just shake it as I'm watching by myself. But that one, I...
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Now, what about the worst one? What was the cheesiest one of the night?
Oh, Jesus.
I had a couple. What about the...
The stock exchange one?
Yeah, he went down faster than the stock exchange in 1929.
That one was bad.
Yeah, that
there was
a classic.
The, more game than
a wildlife reserve. He's a lion and a bear.
Yeah, but that one was quickly... That was, I think, right after the tank one,
right.
So I was still gave you a pass on that.
Thank
one.
You very much. Thank you. And by the way, contrary to popular belief, a lot of that stuff just comes to me at the time. I actually have a memory, and I've read a lot of books over the years, and I'm actually sometimes a witty guy, believe it or not.
Well, if you can maybe just expand on that, because we do have a question here from Brad Falk on our Facebook group. Cheap plug there. Question for Mauro Ranallo: where do you get all of your great metaphors and similes that you use when announcing event? It's a great relief from, quote, meteoric rise. Do you get them from dictionaries, thesauruses, word of mouth, or are they originals?
Okay, well, it's a very big amalgam of everything. It's a mixed bag, and believe it or not, it goes back to Roddy Piper when I was 17 years old. Oh, we got a call. Roddy Piper, when I was 17 years old, met me at the studios in Vancouver where I was doing the pro wrestling gimmick. And Ariel Helwani, you'll like this story. I was a manager at 16 to 19 for All-Star Wrestling in Vancouver. Roddy Piper, who had cut his teeth in that territory many, many years before, was guy, and he saw me do a promo on a TV show, and he said, "Hey, kid, you got a gift of the gab. You got a potential." He says, "What where do you come up with your stuff?" I said, "Well, mostly ad lib. I don't know. I just like to talk, I guess." And he says, "If do yourself a favor, grab a book, and whenever you hear a line in a movie or your jokes or whatever, if you come up with some, write it down." And believe it or not, 20 years later, I still have that book. And so a lot of it, I keep adding to it. A lot of it's ad lib right off the cuff, and some of it, I want to make the moment seem larger than it is. And if I can add some personality to it, I will certainly do so. And I'm not going to give up any time either, Ariel.
Hey, like I said many times, Mauro is the best in the business. Anyone who's got a problem with this got a problem with me. And I will take any day your great lines. Like, my favorite one of all time was something to the effect of dropping bombs like names at a Hollywood party.
Yeah, that was the Kimbo Slice first fight. He dropped them like names at a Hollywood party.
That was the
best. Boss Rudin loved that one, too. Yeah, he actually phoned me laughing his head off. But
quicker than a Las Vegas wedding.
Yeah, quicker than a Las Vegas wedding was a good one. That was with Joey Villaseñor and Robbie Lawler.
This is just becoming the Mauro and all love factor. I'd like to move on. Like, you need any stroking of your ego today. Today, I swear to God, to anyone that lives in Canada, you know that SportsCenter does their plays of the week.
Oh, yeah, SportsCenter, TSS.
So today, Mauro's at his desk, and the plays of the week shows the Kimbo Tank. Mauro stands up, puts his arms up. I want SportsCenter! Next person who walks in, actually, he's on the phone with Sam Kaplan. And he's, Sammy, I want SportsCenter!
Hey,
his head exploded.
Yeah, I'm believe it or not, guys, in all kidding aside, I'm a fan first and foremost. So, Ariel, let's move on quickly to the boxing, because Pavlik Taylor 2 was, I did not get to see it, so you are the man who's going to paint the picture for me, because obviously I was in Miami. I didn't get to PVR. We already have phone calls. We're going to get to them as soon as possible. Thank you so very much. And, yeah, tell us about Pavlik Taylor 2 in Las Vegas. Was it as good as the first fight?
You know what? It was better. And a lot of people hate me for saying that because of the knockdowns in the first one. He had a great knockdown in the second round. Obviously, Pavlik finished him in the seventh in their first match. But this one, if there's ever been a bout where two guys elevated themselves in victory and in defeat, it was this particular bout. I mean, Jermaine Taylor, yes, he lost his second bout in a row, but I want to see Jermaine Taylor now fight more so than any other time in the past, more so than after the Hopkins victory, after the Winky Wright victory, and Pavlik, for the first time in his career, here's the guy who comes out, and everyone questioning, can he make it past the 10th? If someone tests him, will he be able to make it? And on my scorecard, and yes, I do score the bouts, I had it tied after the 10th round, so Pavlik win those last two rounds, came out there and did everything he had to do, and yes, Jermaine Taylor hit the big shots and it looked better on TV, but Pavlik's jab was working that night like nothing that I've ever seen him do before in the past, and it was an absolutely great victory. Now the big question is, who is he going to fight next? Please, 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 Bob Arum, don't make it Tito Trinidad. I'm hoping it's going to be either Lucien Bute, my countryman, or John Duddy if he wins this weekend. And then Jermaine Taylor, like I said, a lot to be seen from him.
He's
now,
moving up, right? He's moving up to 168?
168, and I would like to see, if Joe Calzaghe defeats Bernard Hopkins, I would like to see that bout and try to see Jermaine get himself back into the mix. But all the questions of whether he'd be able to survive without Emmanuel Stewart and now bringing in Ozell Nelson, his former amateur coach, were all answered. And Jermaine, my hat is tipped to you. A lot of people question his heart, and he definitely came up big Saturday night.
All right, well, get ready for it. The phone lines have lit up like Times Square, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to take a call right now. Line one, you're on Fight Network Radio. What's up?
Yo.
Woo! Adam's in the house.
What's up, guys?
Did you see the show Saturday?
Great show. Great job, Mauro.
Thank you.
I must call bullshit on you, though.
Oh, which one?
If Zuffa called you and asked you to announce to them.
I swear to God, buddy. I love Mike Goldberg and Joe Rogan. They do what we do. I think we do something completely different. If I'm not allowed to talk about other organizations and talk about the sport and add what I want to add to it, I kid you not. I would not take the job right now.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to say yo, and away we go, and you still announce.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'm working on that, though. I'm working on that. Adam, any points of, because we do, believe it or not, buddy, thanks to you and our good friend, Mr. Orlando, Jeff in Orlando, who I met in person.
He's on the line.
Oh, is he on the line as well? Adam, anything else over the weekend you want to touch on with Ariel and John and I?
Honestly, I got nothing, but I'm always the first caller for Final Countdown. I had to begin.
All right, Adam. Well, thanks a lot for the call, buddy.
Jeff in Orlando.
Yes, let's take line two right now and see who's there.
Hey, what's up, Mar? How you doing?
Hey, wow, it's Brandon in, where is it? Not the Bronx, it's Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Right on, buddy. What's up, buddy?
Not much. I got three questions. One, Noel, I mean, the Floyd Mayweather Big Show angle was maybe the most funniest thing since Austin Tyson. I mean, Big Show went down on one knee, like, hit me, best you got, he broke his nose, and they ran like, and they ran like they shot somebody.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was actually, we haven't even touched on that, and Ariel, I want your take on that as well. John and I were emailing each other going, you know, wow, WWE has got this right, and if it is Shane McMahon who's been the point man for getting Floyd Mayweather Jr., you know, just when you begin to think, what, you know, how much more ridiculous can WWE get, well, they always seem to pull out something, and that angle on Sunday was amazing, was it not, Ariel?
That was not ridiculous, that was the best angle in the last 10 years since Tyson showed up in January 98. And I actually have some insight into this angle a little bit from my sources. That, you know, as I said to John earlier off the record, I like to break the news on Jerry Park, but I love to keep the good stuff for you guys on the radio because I love you so much.
Well, I appreciate that.
Shane O'Mac is the man behind that. You had to think that he was, you know, due to the fact that he comes out at the end and he's a big boxing and MMA guy. But from what I'm being told, and again, these are what my sources WWE tell me, that the original angle was supposed to be Floyd Mayweather against Rey Mysterio. And this actually makes a lot of sense.
As the heel, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because the fans just don't like Floyd Mayweather. A, B, wrestling fans are going to crap on him in general.
Yep.
So you have Floyd Mayweather and Mysterio playing off of Floyd Mayweather coming out Cinco de Mayo against De La Hoya wearing the whole Mexican outfit. You get Roger Mayweather maybe involved, Black Mamba, the Mexican killer. And then you have the instant heel going up against the Latino Nation with Rey Mysterio. It would have made great, great television for WrestleMania 24. Unfortunately, Mysterio gets injured, and I think they had to rework things. So that's the way I heard it was originally supposed to go down. But now I absolutely love the angle. And like I said, the best thing on WWE television, I thought they kind of dropped the ball last night. We can get into that later.
I agree.
Nevertheless, when he came out to the 50 Cent music on Raw last night, I popped. I jumped out of my chair. It was unbelievable.
What about you, John? What do you think about it?
I thought it was just tremendous on Sunday. I don't think last night dropped the ball. I thought it set it up for pretty well. You do have 6 weeks that you have to build this fight up for towards WrestleMania, and I would love to see some vignettes of Big Show training. If you could get Floyd Sr. to train him, something, do little vignettes of Big Show training for the fight. I think Big Show's maybe the best person possible to use for this role because there's enough fans who said, okay, this is a storyline, but watching No Way Out, was that a shoot where he punched him? And you look at Big Show, and I mean, just the size of him going against Floyd Mayweather.
And kudos to him for losing all that weight. He looked, you know, he looks great.
He looks good.
He looks very good. So hold on a second, guys. Brandon, we got a couple more calls, but make, what was your other point, buddy? We'll give you one more. What else do you want to talk about?
Okay, then one more about Raw. I mean, I'm glad Hornswoggle got tough love. That means Bradshaw and Finlay can go with their awesome begin their feud. I mean, last night you seen his eyes. He wanted to kill him. It was great.
Yeah, also a good angle. Brandon, thank you so very much, and I agree that it was a great angle on the part of, you know, JBL, say what you will, and obviously Ariel, John, he's very politically aligned with Vince McMahon, but he does remind me of an old-school heel, obviously not by accident, the Stan Hansons, et cetera, and since his jump to Raw, I see, you know, that meanness, and he's never going to be a tremendous worker, but he's one of the best promos in the business, and I think JBL can still draw money. Do you agree, Ariel?
I don't think he's actually that bad of a worker for what he is. I mean, we're not expecting him to do hurricane runners and all that. His promos are great, very spirited, and I mean, his work on the mic is second to none, as we saw when he was color commenting for SmackDown for almost a year. I love the angle. I was kind of confused as to how he got involved in
this,
and I'm sure we're going to, you know, get some answers next week. But it was great to see Finlay. I mean, here's a guy who's, you know, as we all know from back in the day, he was a heel his whole life, and great to see him in that vulnerable kind of
right
role.
And showing that emotion. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm very impressed.
Finlay
with
his
performance.
Finlay was the MVP last night.
Oh yeah,
I thought
he was tremendous and very believable in that role.
Yeah,
so
great.
Let's move along here. Another call. Wow, we might have a record day for calls here on Fight Network Radio. Hello there. What's up?
Hello, Mauro, the Poonhound Ranallo. This is Jeff in Orlando. When I saw you, I had to wait in line behind about six girls in skimpy clothing.
See, thank you, Joe. Did you like the one blonde? Actually, the blonde was my ex-girlfriend's sister, Jim Neidhart's daughter, believe it or not, who came down just to see the show and me and with her husband and friends. But, Joe, it was very good to finally, Jeff, it was finally good to see you in person, knowing that you are as scary in person as you sound on the radio, my friend.
Yes, I don't think you expected 6'6", 230.
No, I actually did not, buddy. But hey, what did you think about the show live?
Well, let me give you a review of Mauro Ranallo.
Okay.
You look much bigger in person.
Okay.
your hand strength was much stronger than I expected. Yet you tried to switch over into like the black man handshake.
Did I give you the fist pump?
No. You do the switch where you. I'm not real sure what to do. As wise as I am, I wasn't sure what.
Did he do the deal where when he goes to shake your hand, he bows in front of you?
No, I didn't get that much respect from Moro.
Holy moly.
I did notice his ears in person.
Yeah, I want to hear the ear report.
Yep. What about them?
As soon as I watched it on TV, your ears were a little bit redder than normal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you might have to see. And during the show, you look very busy. People handing you paperwork.
Yep.
And
like I say, it's not an easy, you know, people just think I open the mic and just start talking. It's a chore to do our job there, big guy.
Let me tell you what my two favorite parts of the show were.
Yes.
When Gary Shaw became Dr. Gary Shaw, I don't know if that made it on TV. That was simply amazing. That was a cringe moment.
Which part are you talking about?
Gary Shaw received a doctorate.
Oh, when he was at the University of Miami. I was obviously working and stuff, but I heard that in the background. And that, yeah, congratulations, the promoter.
That was cringeworthy. I mean, I got douche chills from that. It was so disgusting.
And what was your other point, my friend? Always a pleasure, by the way, Jeff. Always.
During one of the fights at the very end, one of the cameramen got in a scuffle
with the commissioner.
I believe, who was it they got in a scuffle with? They knocked a ring card girl over and hurt her.
Yeah, there was some stuff going on during the Kyle Noak knockout, I believe. He wanted to, you know, the cameraman had to get there to get the close shot. And I guess, I don't know if it was a commissioner or a doctor, but someone did try to keep him from doing that. And it got a little crazy there for a bit, but cooler heads did prevail. And I didn't know about the ring card girl getting hurt, but, you know, hopefully she's all right.
Yeah, I saw multiple male paramedics come over to get this ring card girl.
Well, I'm sure.
You know, when I get hurt, multiple male paramedics don't come for me. But
no.
If you're wearing short shirts and if you look like a girl, Moral would go after. I guess the paramedics go for the same type.
And believe me, I met a lot of ladies in Miami that Moral would go after. There's no doubt about that. Jeff in Orlando, I appreciate it. And seriously, thanks for coming by and say hi. And you always are welcome on Fight Network Radio. And you know what? Between you and Adam and my good man, Brandon, you and Adam, I think, are in a little close race for best caller we get on the show.
Oh, I think I'm the original.
Well, you are. You are the original. I think, Ariel, what do you think of Jeff in Orlando and his contribution to Fight Network Radio?
I think it was tremendous, man.
Yeah.
You guys should be signing these guys up.
Exactly.
To create some sort of movement for Mauro Ranallo and the Yo-Yo-Yo movement.
There we go, the Yo-Yo-Yo movement. All right, Jeff in Orlando, thanks, buddy. We're almost out of time, but we got one more call to take, and then we'll finish things up with John Pollock and Ariel Helwani. Last call, what's up?
Hey, my favorite comment is Charlie. My favorite one was when you said James Thompson's chin's made out of Cinderella's favorite slipper.
Oh, thank you.
I thought that was a good one, but I got two quick questions. I don't know if these are rumors or not, but I heard that the UFC has just waived T. Ortiz. They're not going to let him fight his final fight. And I want to know about the odds for Matt Serra against George St. Pierre. Like they're giving Sarah 5-1 odds, and if that's true, in Canada, how can I make a bet on George St. Pierre? Like,
okay, let's address the first part. I noticed that there was something afoot on some of the websites regarding Tito Ortiz and Lyoto Machida supposed to fight, I guess, May 24th. I'm not hearing that the fight won't take place. Are you hearing anything differently, Ariel?
I could definitely tell you that fight is on. I can't go too much into it, but as you know, I work in television production, and I've worked on sort of MMA programming, and trust me when I say that fight is on.
That fight is on. And regarding the odds, believe it or not, Hardcore Sports Radio, I got to talk to Pizzo, the Paisan, to get the odds, and I guess the caller got cut off or something, but we will definitely get you odds as it nears, obviously, April 19th in Montreal.
I cannot see Matt Serra going in as a 5. I can't see him going in as a favorite, period.
No, I think, did he say 5-1? I think he was underdog 5-1.
I think he said Serra 5-1 favorite,
well,
but
okay.
I think that would be reversed. Ariel,
I want to thank you very, very much for sticking with us a little overtime. And, of course, we can do this all day with you. And what's happening on jerrypark.com? That might be, obviously, every day there's some going on. But what do you have for us in the next day or two that people will want to check out?
Oh, very exciting things. Today we've got an interview with Jamie Varner, the new WEC lightweight champ. We're also breaking down everything that's going on in the future for Pavlik, Kimbo, and obviously we're all over the Floyd Mayweather stuff. And going to be counting down the top 10 greatest celebrity angles in wrestling history, which I think you guys will have some interesting takes on. So always exciting stuff. And like I said, we need to create a movement. We need to get the Fight Network channel going because 1 hour is just not enough for
me. Well, believe me, that may be happening sooner than later. You never know. But Ariel, definitely when we continue to grow, you will be a part of that growth. And thanks again, my friend. Always a pleasure. And keep up the great work at jerrypark.com.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Ariel Helwani, the triple threat. And, man, I mean, that, you know, he's one of us, buddy. Come on. We're all family here,
Johnny. No shortage of pictures of a former UFC ring card girl, Ariani, on jerrypark.com.
Never.
Always makes time for an Ariani Celeste interview on there, I enjoy.
And he should. John, glad to have you back, buddy. Good job today. And actually, I want to thank Sean Taylor. Did a tremendous job in your absence, filling in for producer. And also Jason Abelson and John Ramdean for the 2 days.
Yeah, they did a bang-up job as well.
And you as well. So,
and they're all over After the Bell, which is airing this week on the Fight Network right now.
All right,
breaking down the fights.
What's happening tomorrow, do we know?
Tomorrow we're going to be chatting with Brian Alvarez is going to be joining us, and we're trying to hunt down Leonard Ellerby, who's a tough man to get a hold of.
And if we don't get him, I'm going to try to speak to Kim Couture. She's making her Muay Thai debut this weekend, and she's got some news for us, of course, along with
a lot of stuff on the horizon, and Kurt Angle Thursday.
Oh, beautiful. So we're back, Anyway, thanks again. I really do appreciate all the phone calls and... No, they weren't solicited. I mean, you know, sometimes Ronaldo does get love. For those of you who don't like me, hey, that's your prerogative as well. But I'm not going anywhere, kids. So get ready for more Fight Network Radio tomorrow. For the Prodigy, for Stacy, my name is Mauro Ranallo. See ya, bitch.